This recording is from the British Council.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
Thanks for talking to me today. What would you like to talk about?
Today I was going to talk about music and how it's changed in terms of distribution and influence on social media in today's generation.
Great.
So I'm a big fan of music. I grew up listening to it on the radio, my mum's old CDs in the car. And it's funny how growing up you see how in today's digital age and generation, how music is distributed and shared. When I was young and when my parents were young, you'd only ever hear music on the radio or on a television on Top of the Pops. But nowadays, music gets shared around all the time on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram. As an artist myself, I found it really interesting how songs are going viral and acts are breaking, not from a prime slot on a television show, but just by music gaining heat online, getting shared around and numbers exponentially growing. It's also made things very difficult because the pool's so much bigger now, everybody's doing it. But equally, you could have a hit in your bedroom, many artists are. They have one song that goes online, a DJ ends up playing it in the club, and it goes viral overnight, and it's a great, and a lot of people are making a career that way, which I just find really interesting. As a musician myself, I'm making a lot more of my music from a home studio because it's more accessible for a lot more people now.
Do you think the changes are for the better or for the worse?
I'm interested to see how it goes. I think in many ways it's a good thing because it opens lots of doors to many people that otherwise wouldn't be able to afford studio time and being able to get their creativity in the best possible format it can be. But equally, I think there are negatives to it because the opportunities are getting less and less and people's interests and hopes for instant gratification are having a detrimental effect on the ability of making new music. There's not much time given to be able to really make your craft and sonically engage in an audience because you don't have their attention long enough for them to really listen and invest in your development.
Right. And which is your favourite platform for putting your music out?
My favourite platform is YouTube because that's where the most of my subscribers are. And what I do is every week on my channel, I put out covers of my most favourite songs, of the most famous artists, of the songs that are doing really well. So that's how I'm able to garner more fans and subscribers over to my channel so they can hear more of my music. And through that, they're able to hear my original music as well.
Uh-huh. Do you want to mention the name of your channels in case our listeners want to subscribe?
Sure. My channel's called Jordan Clark 500. It's
Clark with an E?
Yes, it's right. Jordan Clark with an E 500. You'll find covers and some original material on there, and you can find out more about me. So, yeah, please check it out.
Great. Thanks so much, Jordan.
Thank you.
This recording is from the British Council. To find more activities to practice your English, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.